Hey everyone, it's Matt. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you like it, please share it with everyone and don't forget to leave us a review. Now let's jump into the episode.
In 3, 2, 1, welcome back to the Bold Notions Podcast, everyone. I'm your host, Tung. With me today is Matt and Steven.
What's up?
Hello.
And before we start, Matt, you said you had some?
Yeah, why are people from Linkin Park so goddamn disrespectful?
Let's hear it. What happened? What happened?
Your boy, New Year's. Oh, I don't know if he's from Linkin Park, but he looks like he's from Linkin Park.
He's not.
Hey, yo, bro, I told him to listen to the podcast. Damn, dude, you about to call him out immediately.
I'm just playing. It's all love here. Some shit went down. A lot of alcohol. I thought it was kind of funny.
Beer pong will ruin friendships.
Hey, man, Jesus Christ.
And relationships, maybe.
Hey, man. Let's not,
All right, so go on, Matt.
What do you mean?
Nah.
That's it?
That's it.
You're going to talk shit about Linkin Park.
I'm just going to talk shit about Linkin Park.
I was expecting a story.
Come on, man. Anybody that looks like they're from Linkin Park, come on, man.
Yeah, all right.
You know they're disrespectful.
Yeah.
They do have that, like.
They have a look.
Yeah. You know, they say not to judge a book by its cover, but the cover is there for a reason.
Exactly.
Oh, man. You guys ready to hop in some topics? Or you still want to shit talk people from Linkin Park? We actually got a couple of listeners from there, so.
Nah. I like people from Linkin Park, but y'all, you guys.
Y'all some wild boys out there.
You guys look like you like to cage match for fun. Cage fight, sorry. Cage fight for fun. Yeah. Hey, tell me I'm wrong.
Bro, all your dude needs is a couple of face tattoos, and he'd be ready for the MMA.
I don't know about UFC. That.
UFC's probably his favorite sport.
No, that's basketball.
Oh, okay. Really?
That makes sense. Yeah.
Well, that's basketball. Why he's not from Linkin Park.
All right, let's hop in some topics today. What we got? Because you guys got the notes over there.
Okay. Well, we could do you think different types of alcohol cause different behaviors in people? As in vodka, tequila, whiskey. Do you think one makes you angrier than the other?
What is Jack Daniels? Jack Daniels is whiskey, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that one fucks me up. Like I'm wild as shit off whiskey.
Like you're like happy?
Yeah, I'm happy, but I'm like raging happy. Like
right?
I'm
like a raging
we're fucking partying if I drink whiskey. If I drink beer or like vodka, I'm just out.
Just mellow.
Yeah, I'm mellow and I'm just like, I don't want to do anything. I'm just chilling. But I actually got a story. And this was a couple of years ago. I think I was 17 or 18. Me and my sister went to go visit our friend up in Central.
Right? Central Michigan?
Yeah. And there was like a whole, like, it was like their rivalry weekend. It was Central versus whatever fucking school. And Central won, so we're like, all right, we're throwing a fucking rager, right? So this was like when my allergy to alcohol like was starting to develop. So after the game, we go to this one person's house, and we're about to party it up. And my sister's like, I'm not going to have you die up here, so you're not going to drink. And if you do want to drink, you're only going to drink a little, right? And she's like, you know what? Here, just take this beer. This is all you can have. And I was like, all right, fuck it. I don't really like beer, so I just kind of put it to the side, and then everybody's just fucking dancing. So I was like, I got in there, I'm start dancing, and this couple was like, dude, you're fucking a blast. What are you drinking? I was like, oh no, I'm sober as shit right now. And they were just like confused. They're like, you're sober? Let's go in the kitchen. There's some Jack Daniels. We take a couple of shots. I was like, I look over my sister's distractor, so I was like, fuck it. And so we go into the kitchen and we toss back 4 shots of Jack Daniels. I was fucked up, dude. Like, you don't understand. Like, I'm fucking, my shirt's off. I'm in the fucking crowd. We're fucking having a banger. We're just raging. And my allergies start kicking in. I'm getting red as fuck. My heart rate's through the roof. I'm starting to get migraines, but I'm like, fuck it. We're fucking getting turned. And, like, I kind of collapse, and my sister and our friend, like, they look over, and they're like, what did he fucking do? And they see my empty beer bottle, because I finished that after I took those shots, and so I'm really fucked up right now.
Damn.
Right? And this is where my hatred for banana nut muffin or banana nut bread came from, because they're like, we need to get some fucking carbs in you. You're basically dying. We're going to force feed you this muffin. And I was like, no, just give me blueberries. Like, we don't have any blueberries. That asshole over there ate it all. I was like, fuck you. And then as I was like yelling, they take the blueberry muffin and just shove it down my fucking throat.
Oh, the banana nut muffin.
Yeah. Dude, I hate banana nut muffin now.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, so I finally sober up a little and they had to sneak me back into like the campus because, you know, you're not supposed to be drunk on campus or whatever the fuck. So they're like, one of the persons distracting the security guard that's like near the door and I'm just fucking being belligerent and shit. But yeah, that's why I don't drink anymore. Also with my allergies, I just don't fuck with alcohol.
So you would say whiskey did that to you?
Yeah. Oh, it was okay. The whiskey for sure.
Because it's not the first time I've heard like that. My older boss, he would say the same thing. He's like, man, if I start drinking whiskey, that shit, I turn into an asshole and stuff.
I agree. I get mad off whiskey. I don't know what it is. When I start drinking whiskey, I just like every little thing just starts pissing me off.
I don't know. I think I do agree with you that certain drinks like do make you act a certain way.
Like vodka and tequila, yeah. It's like it's a party, you know?
Right.
Or like, well, if you drink Jaeger straight, you're a psychopath.
Steven.
I used to.
You're fucking disgusting. I used to.
That's now like drinking cough syrup for fun.
Yeah. Hey, yo, bro. Who's trying to do lean?
No. Hell no.
But Steven now just drinks Guinness.
I like Guinness.
Fucking gross.
But see, that's the thing, is if I drink a bunch of Guinness, I get like happy and giggly.
Really?
Yeah.
It's so dark and bitter.
I like
Matt doesn't like dark people. I mean, beer.
Oh, shit.
Sorry.
That's false. That's been fact-checked.
Sorry, Facebook fact-checked.
Yeah, independent fact-checkers say that's a lie.
No, I like Guinness. I used to not like any dark, bitter beer, you know? And then I started trying it with the same buddy who, yeah. He introduced me to it, and I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like this, you know?
He also introduced you to getting your ass beat for money. You paid to get your ass beat, I'm sorry.
You leave me in my mosh pits alone.
I forgot. So is he the one that got you in mosh pits, too?
No.
You were already into him, right?
Yeah, that was Joey.
No, okay.
R.I.P.
Little scrawny Joey?
Yeah, he
was getting his ass. He was paying to get his ass beat?
He went to mosh pits?
He never went to them, but he always ended up in them.
How did I find myself in this situation?
And I had to pull him out like more than once, so I got used to it. But he introduced me to Guinness, and ever since then, at first I was like, this is trash, and then I started drinking it. I'm like, it's not bad. It's just,
see, I see Guinness as more of a lot of people use Guinness for cooking. I can understand that.
Yeah,
but like just to sit there and drink it,
sip on it, ugh.
It's you're nuts. Delicious.
It's like a milkshake. Weird.
That's like Jaeger. Like if I drink Jaeger, I'm doing Jaeger shots. If there's no Red Bull and Jaeger, I'm not doing that shit. Fuck Jaeger. That shit's gross.
You know, Steven, you know how you said you tasted, you know, you, at first it was like pretty fucking gross, and then you got eventually
like, yeah, like what really, okay, so what really drew me in was the reason why I poured out of the can, so that foam tastes really fucking good. Like when it's all foamed up and shit.
Don't people hate foam in beer? I haven't drank beer and suck.
Guinness tastes like flat beer though, because it's not very fizzy.
Carbonated?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's got very low. I think that's what throws me off about Guinness is like when I'm drinking a beer, the carbonation has to be there. If it's not, it's almost seems like it's flat.
Yeah. It's
like
more
bad beer. Like it's not supposed to be flat.
It's more like a, God. Yeah, I guess the only way I could really describe it, it's more of a, like a milkshake kind of like texture to it. I don't know.
A wheat milkshake.
That's fucking good though. I love it.
Gross. But you know, I have the same feeling. Like I had that same feeling where it's like, oh, this tastes like shit in the beginning, and I'm addicted to it now. Is LaCroix. I don't know.
I don't get that either.
I fucking love LaCroix now. And everybody that, like, I've tried to give them to, they're like, yo, this tastes like straight up piss. And I was like,
maybe I'm people.
I'm people.
I don't know, man. I just like LaCroix.
Of course you would.
I know it tastes like ass.
With the guy with the piss fetish.
Hey, fuck you. What? I do not have a piss fetish, all right?
What?
Steven is spreading lies. You know what? For that, I might just piss on your fucking bed, asshole.
Damn.
Well. But no, I don't have a piss fetish.
It's a squirt fetish, but it's still piss.
Hey, squirting's, you know, There's scientific studies it's that piss. Says...
Go fuck yourself. 100% piss. You know what else is piss? Budweiser and Bud Light.
Yeah.
And all the fucking
Budweiser, not so much. Bud Light, I agree with you. Bud Light tastes
like fucking piss.
It's just like water.
It is.
Budweiser though,
yeah.
It's America's beer, man.
Yeah. I drink Irish beer. So
Steven drinks whiskey and he tried to fight people. Matt drinks whiskey, and he just is an asshole.
Oh, that is true. Didn't I try and fight DNR when we went camping?
I don't know.
I did. You weren't there. Yeah, I tried to fight DNR. Oh, yeah, it was whiskey.
Yeah, everyone, when you guys all came back, everyone was like, man, I never realized Steven gets so confrontational when he drinks.
Yeah, I get pretty fucking crazy with that. Yeah, it's whiskey, for sure. Whiskey makes me really confrontational.
Nah. So no more whiskey, guys. If we're having a party, no more whiskey.
Man, I finished the whole bottle of Crown Apple. So
shit. Yeah.
Jesus.
Okay, so then why do you think that is? Why do you think different alcohols affect different people in a certain way?
To be honest, I don't know, but it works. Like, it's like whiskey brings out anger, right? So like, but like vodka and tequila, you're all like, woo, you know, this is fun. But like whiskey, you're like, fuck this shit.
Whiskey's where like you want to sit alone.
I don't know why that hours. Is. I don't know if it's maybe that what's ever brewed in whiskey has some sort of trigger. I don't know.
What is whiskey like brewed from? Is it like weed also?
No,
I don't think so.
That's probably why. It's not weed.
I mean, it's aged, right?
And yeah. And stuff. Yeah.
Maybe because it's expired liquor.
Maybe.
That's why I'm so goddamn bitter when I drink it.
That's why you're so goddamn toxic, Matt.
Because tequila is made from the agave plant.
Yeah,
agave.
Yeah.
And then normal beers are made from like hops or wheat.
Whiskey's just made from potatoes.
No, that was vodka.
That's vodka.
That's
vodka.
Not whiskey. Vodka.
Yeah. Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why everyone's happy. It's like, oh, I got a potato.
Hey, bro, I'm just drinking French fries.
Nobody hates potatoes. Nobody hates potatoes.
Yeah, no. I got to look at, you know what? Well, let's go on to the next topic. Things to leave in 2020.
See, I had a great transition when I said, that's why you're so toxic, man.
Oh, you want to talk about that? Yeah. We can talk about that.
Let's make fun of that. Did you write down the list?
Yeah. So toxic masculinity. What do you think about it?
Well, when I'm drinking whiskey, I get pretty toxic. Yeah.
What is considered... I pulled up a list, and it said the dumbest shit. So, let's start at the top one. Being stoic is a toxic trait in men.
That's so fucking stupid.
Like, wait, isn't being stoic and, like, not having emotions or not showing emotions the same thing?
No. Stoic's more like, for an example,
my dad when he left the family.
You've never watched it. You've never watched Enemy at the Gate.
Never even heard of it.
There's a scene in there where this, like, it's a World War II movie, but there's a scene where this is like German sniper is facing off against a Russian sniper, which is basically the whole movie. But at the very, like, towards the very end of it, the German sniper gets caught by the Russian sniper and he kind of just takes his hat off and he just stares at him and the fucking Russian, you know, destroys him, right?
Jeez.
But in that scene where he just kind of accepts his fate, that's where you could say it's stoic at. Like, I don't know if that's correct.
This is never a reaction.
Yeah.
A person who can endure pain or hardship without showing their feelings.
Yeah.
Hmm. How is that toxic?
So you basically shoot somebody and walk off.
Another day on the job. Wait, no, you can't show too much. Another day on the job. Yeah. And it's like, I don't understand that.
Yeah.
All right, let's look at the next one. Being promiscuous.
promiscuous girl.
Nah. Hey. It's only toxic if you're a straight man. Because yeah. Gay dudes are hella promiscuous, but it's perfectly fine for them.
Double standards.
Hey, man. Maybe that's how we fix toxic masculinity.
Get rid of men?
No, that's what the leftist wants, Matt. Sorry. Damn left. I was going to suggest we all be gay, but, you know, that's pretty gay. I don't know about that. Next thing. Championing heterosexuality as an unalterable norm. You know what? When I said that being gay is pretty gay, that was being toxic.
Yeah, pretty toxic. BuzzFeed's going to love you.
Fuck, dude. I'm already canceled.
These fucking assholes on this podcast that no one's heard about.
There's going to be a video about your toxic masculinity all over BuzzFeed.
You know, my race protects me from being racist, but nothing protects me from being toxic. Fuck.
Look, we can call this up. We can't be too hard on him because he's POC, technically. Now, we can see in his Twitter bio, he doesn't have a he, them, or anything like that. So no, we don't know what the pronouns are.
What are your pronouns, sir? Did you just misgender me? It's ma'am.
It's ma'am.
God, dude. That. Canceled. You guys remember that video?
The GameStop one?
Yeah, dude.
It's ma'am.
Look, I'm all for people wanting to transition, but they got to understand. Like Chappelle said, you can transition, but you also got to understand it's weird. You know, and I'm all for people transitioning and all that and whatnot, but they also got to understand that most people are going to still find it weird.
I'm sorry, but I'm not calling you ma'am if you got a bigger beard than me and you come into the store saying it's ma'am. Just because you wear a skirt, it doesn't make you a ma'am. I'm sorry. But if you got hairier legs than me and fucking facial hair, you're not a ma'am yet. So
shave the beard. Hubert.
Yeah, seriously.
Hubert.
All right, next one. Being violent. That's Matt and Steven drinking whiskey.
Fuck. See, now that one's fucking stupid because women could become...
Anyone
are more violent than men.
Bro.
Yeah?
Dude, you know what? Sure. I got two stories and they both involve your girlfriends and how they both punched me in the face. Both your girlfriends punched me in the face, dude.
You probably deserved it.
No, I'm gonna tell you this right now. Both your girlfriends are showing toxic masculinity and I'm gonna tell you why. Steven, your girlfriend, this was before you started dating, right? Me, my sister, Bailey, and our friend Sarah, we all went down to downtown Dearborn to get sushi, right? And it was like the dead of winter. This was like right after we got out of high school. And as we're walking, we finished the sushi and we're walking back to the car. But it was in the parking garage. So we're walking down the street and there's just like a slab of ice that no one's seen. And I'm walking on the left side of Bailey. As we're walking, she slips and like it was in slow-mo. I looked over and I went to grab her arm, right? I grabbed her arm, but like she was flailing as she was falling. So next thing I knew, as the second I grabbed her arm, just a fist came right at my face, just decked me right in the jaw. And like, I was in shock. So like,
he let her go. Yeah,
the arm that I was holding, I let it go and she fucking slipped and hit the ground. And I'm just like, what the fuck just happened?
Damn.
That's what you get for helping people.
I know, I'm a piece of shit, dude.
Damn, tongue really swept your girl off her feet.
Hey, man, that's what I do.
Matt, there's whiskey upstairs.
And then your girlfriend, Matt, we're at our buddy Mark's house, and she's fucking plastered, right? And she was like, Tom, come over here.
Go figure.
I bet I can flip you. And I was like, what do you mean?
Oh, like, I remember this.
Because she thinks she can flip like 300-pound dudes, right? So I was like, all right, I come up to her and she like tried to grab me and she tried to push me. Nothing's happening, right? I was like, Kayla, this obviously isn't working. So next thing I know, bop, right in my fucking mouth. And I was like, what just happened?
Did it work?
No, she
Did
failed.
Did you fall?
No, she just decked me really fucking hard.
Oh, man.
Well, at least you know you can take a punch like a man.
Yeah, man. But that's being toxic. Oh, that's right. I was right. Being stoic when I got hit.
Well, you can't say it like a man.
Yeah. Did you guys hear? I sent it in the group chat. I don't know if you guys seen it, but it was a pastor. I think it was a pastor or a senator or something. And they, in court, they were like, you know how you'd like do whatever, something, something, amen, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so this pastor or senator, I forgot what exactly.
I think it was a senator.
Wow, my voice fucking cracked like a motherfucker. But yeah, he goes, amen and a woman.
Yeah.
What are we doing? What are we doing?
That shit's funny.
That shit's funny, but like, why?
Look, man, I just want my $2,000. Whatever.
Oh, Steven, did you get your $600 yet?
Fuck no.
Hey, fuck Matt. No. Smells like broken here. I know.
Stop it. You're being toxic males.
Toxic males.
Oh, man. Next one. Being promiscuous, championing heterosexual, being violent, being dominant.
Dominant in
so are
what,
we supposed
sex?
To be... I don't fucking... Are so we supposed to be...
You can't choke a bitch no more?
Are we supposed to be like soy boy cuck kids or what's going on?
That's what, that's what they want you to do, man. You got to drink the Soylent.
No, you're a soy boy. I remember you spent 200 some bucks buying soy protein to try to lose weight.
Oh, fuck it.
You are a soy boy.
I'm going to say this right now. Fuck Herbalife. I spent 170 and I didn't lose a goddamn pound. Bro, my brother and my cousin still give me shit for it.
Soy boy.
But then your brother went and spent even more
money?
Bro,
he didn't learn from my lesson. You know, smart...
He was simping.
Yeah. Smart man learns from their mistakes, but a wise man learns from others' mistakes. This motherfucker did not learn from either.
To be fair, he do be simping. Hardcore.
Yeah. Oh, man.
He didn't spend that to lose. He wouldn't want to lose the weight. He wanted to lose his virginity.
Fuck, dude. Oh, man.
Calling him out. Damn.
Sexual aggression towards women. What is that? Rape? Why didn't they just say rape?
Yeah.
Rape is kind of toxic. Sexual aggression. You know, I'll give him that one.
So, like, when you, like, you can't, like, walk up and be like... You know, finger bang your girlfriend anymore.
Like,
no, I think they're talking about like if you go to a club and you're like, I'm gonna grind up on this bitch because I have four whiskeys.
That is weird.
That is kind of weird. Yeah.
That is weird.
I always thought that was like, you're gonna just like put your dick on like the like start rubbing your dick on some random bitch that you don't even know. That is kind of weird.
It is. Yeah.
I always thought that
weird.
Was weird. And I've never like. Every time like I've done it, I felt really awkward.
God, like, Matt, you're so toxic.
I know. Fuck me, right? No, but it is weird. I can see where they come from with that, but
yeah, that's, I don't know.
But females know what they're doing.
But don't
they wear things?
Isn't that weird though? Some women have like rape fetishes. What the fuck?
I don't know about. What do you mean by rape fetish?
Like they fantasize about being raped. Jesus. They, like, have that, like, fantasy, like, just someone breaks into the house and rapes them. And I'm like, because I forgot what comedian, I think it was Bill Burr that was talking about it.
Bill Burr.
Yeah, and he was like, I brought this girl back to my apartment, or my hotel, and, you know, she obviously didn't want to have sex or anything, so I didn't make any advancement. The next day, she texts me, she's like, why didn't you try to make a move? Like, you obviously didn't want it. She's like, see, I have this rape fetish. No, I'm not catching a charge. Dude. I'm sorry.
Fuck that.
That's fucking wild.
I don't know if that's a rape fetish.
Dude. No, it is. That's a real thing.
Yeah.
That's a rape thing?
Yep.
That's a real
make
thing.
A move?
No. No. Like rape fetish. Like, they fantasize of getting
saying,
raped.
But she was mad that he didn't make a move. Not that he didn't. I don't understand.
Not to be aggressive about it. I don't remember exactly.
Yeah.
I don't.
That's toxic. You're being toxic if you do that.
Yeah. I mean, I will give it to them. That's
rape
a little toxic.
Are a little weird.
To be fair, though, mostly how these people think are like, if you even look at a woman, you're raping her with your eyes.
I'm raping her with my eyes.
I'm not kidding. There's an article about that.
Yeah, I know.
You can look, but you can't touch.
No.
No, you can't even look.
A wise man once taught me that.
You can't even look.
Not even looking anymore.
No, you can't look. Because if you look toxic. At her, if you look at her, then you're raping her in your subconscious mind.
Do something about it. Oh, wait, I'm being toxic. You're again.
Being hella Shit. Toxic. But that's probably the only one out of the 10 so far that's actually toxic. Not displaying emotion. Fuck you.
Is that the same as like stoic?
Motherfucker, I asked you that when I said that. Oh, yeah,
wait, shit.
Well, there is this thing where men can't show emotion or whatever.
Yeah.
Which is stupid, I think.
It is.
But like, obviously, like, your father.
Yeah.
He shows like no emotion. Not really. The only emotion I see is anger.
Have you seen him talk to the dogs? This man babies them more than he babies Steven.
Have you ever seen his dad cry?
That's true. No, I've never seen my dad cry. Well, I just never seen my dad.
Okay, when he left you at 18, did he cry beforehand?
No, I cried. At 18.
Did he cry when he shot himself in the leg?
No, dude. He was just pissed.
No, he was worried about his jeans.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the funniest fucking thing. So, the story. My dad was... What?
How many stories you got now?
Dude, I don't know.
You got five.
You know what? I need
Stop
to
Stop going off
I need,
a tangent.
I need to save some stories. I'm just blowing through them this episode.
I'm sorry. We'll save every that time, people. Like, you can cut all this shit out, but every time you get into this...
We'll keep it in. I just like sharing stories. They're fucking hilarious. You guys share some fucking stories. You
pussies. Well, I was just going to say, like, people that grew up old school, they were taught not to show emotion, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it just carried on. But we just all bitches. Let's admit it. We've all cried and shit. So that's why we're disappointments. Well, at least I am.
Bro.
You're doing good.
let an immigrant parent find their boy crying. They would beat their ass. What's
fucking
what are you crying about? I'll give you something to cry about.
That's what every like mom will say. Like,
I heard that so many times.
All the time. Have you heard that, Steven?
No, my grandma threatened me that
once. See, but she's old school.
Yeah, she's old school, though. And she dealt with five boys growing up.
See?
Jesus. Fuck. Well, so me and Matt are the most toxic so far, I think. next one. Not being a feminist ally.
Fuck feminism.
Fuck new age feminism.
I was about to say, thank you for catching me on that.
Yeah, I was about to say.
New age feminism can go fuck itself.
Yeah.
So is this, what is that?
So new,
is that what's like the shit where the wage gap and all that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The original feminism movement was like trying to get women to vote. You know,
okay.
Yeah, giving women like rights. Equal rights to men, with
which
men.
Is fine. I completely agree with that.
Which, if you speak to my mom, she didn't want.
I gotta work.
She's.
I gotta show up at the
this
voting
woman
booth.
Literally sat there and told me she. I was like, well, mom. I tried to explain to her. I was like, women fought for the right to work. She goes, when? I didn't vote for that shit.
I didn't fight. I was happy in the
She's
kitchen.
Like, literally, that's my mom, dude. She's like, a man's supposed to pay the bills. A woman can work, but that's her money. He's supposed to pay the bills, do everything. I'm fine with staying at home and cooking and cleaning. I'm like, mom.
Bro, my
you
mom.
You can't be saying that out loud.
My mom said the same shit. She was like, look, the youngest boy is going to take care of the mom. And I was like, fuck. But she was like, so the boys are meant to provide and work and do all this shit and build shit. Girls, they're supposed to do the chores and all the laundry and all that shit. And she was telling my sister that. And my sister goes, you can go fuck yourself. What the hell? Oh, man. Yeah, dude. Immigrant mothers, I'm pretty sure they're the most toxic masculine.
They are the...
Well, my mom was also a communist back in the day. God. So. Technically,
wow, did not know that.
What do you mean?
She grew up in Poland. Poland was a communist
country. She grew up like pre Soviet era Poland.
Yeah.
Oh fuck, I did not know that. I thought she came.
I honestly didn't know that either. Holy shit.
They didn't. They weren't. They were communists until 95.
Yeah,
bro.
I was born. That's when the communism ended.
Steven, you never seen the sickle and hammer flag in
the
basement?
My mom used to tell me, she said prisoners and shit used to build the roads and shit for them over there. And you used to, like, you were required to, like, give them water. as they're like paving roads and shit. It's wild.
Oh, that's holy nice.
But here, lemonade. Here you can't do that because human rights. But they're prisoners.
They still have rights, Matt.
But we got potholes to fill, though.
We do. Hey, yo.
I'm just saying it's a cheaper alternative.
Get these lazy ass inmates off their asses and fix these goddamn roads.
Let's open up the first U.S. gulag.
No, that should be for death row inmates. That'd be hilarious.
Jesus,
you ain't got nothing left to lose. You're about to die anyway. Here's a 1v1. Here's a handgun. If you win, we'll sustain your execution.
If you win, you don't have to work on the roads.
And guess what? If you lose, well, you were executed anyway, so...
You're going to be put under the roads.
But I had a pardon in trial.
Damn, shame. All right, the next one. Risk-taking.
What?
What? Risk-taking.
Taking risks?
I don't know. I'm a bitch when it comes to heights and shit, so I don't know about risks. What do you consider risks?
Let's see. All right, let's read it.
I don't like roller coasters. I don't like roller coasters.
Risk-taking. Connected to male dominance, toxic masculinity encourages taking risks to demonstrate dominance. Men who buy into this are more likely to take extreme measures such as... I can't even say that fucking word. You can't even read. Dude... You're not wrong, but perpetuate violence, drive dangerously, gamble, abuse drugs. Okay, so I do like most of those.
So women do the same.
Wait, women don't do that?
My mom, dude.
She loves your mom gambles.
My mom gambles. You know she's an Asian driver.
My mom's violent sometimes.
Your mom beat you.
She's not violent anymore.
She certainly don't beat your brother's ass.
Hell no, that boy never got beat.
Abuse drugs, though. That's Steven's mom. I ain't gonna say no.
Only the Mary Jane.
Only the Mary Jane.
Yeah, but that's bullshit. There's women who are like, yeah, I'll blow you if you give me some ketamine. Shit like that.
We were talking about, was it a week ago or 2 weeks ago, Matt? The whole Weinstein thing? So, Steven... I want to hear your take on this. Is it wrong, equally as wrong, for the women who did suck off Weinstein to further their career?
Oh, man, you put me on the spot.
My answer, honestly, it's fucked up.
Okay,
but if you want to get, if you want to advance, by all means, do what you got to do to catch that or get that bag.
Here's my take on it.
Okay.
Because there was so much going on with this Epstein shit, like he was saying.
Yeah. Weinstein.
Or Weinstein, sorry.
But he did know Epstein, too.
Yes.
Yes. Epstein, you know,
I always get those two mixed up, Epstein and Weinstein. Okay, but yeah, Weinstein. If a guy or a woman approaches you and says, give me oral and you could get this job, I don't see a problem with that. But.
It is fucked up. Now, but I don't see the problem.
Now, if you pull, like, what's the guy's name? He's a comedian. Came out whacking to a woman.
Louis C.K.
If you, like, just come out jacking off, like, that's fucked up.
That's weird. That's going back to the toxic masculinity where, you know,
but like
sexually, whatever.
If I tell you, Steven, that, hey, if you eat this girl out, you can have... She'll give you a job.
All right. You see, the way you're wording it, I don't see a problem because they have to consent.
Yeah.
They have to consent to it.
Like, I don't know the whole Weinstein thing, but now, it seemed like most of it was like, you blow me, I help you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
See,
now I don't see like a version of that where, hang on, I'm trying to think. Right. It was in my head. I can't.
You motherfucker been drinking so much. This is what I said. There's a double standard. When a guy does it, yeah, it's fucking weird. But if a girl does it, it doesn't seem as weird. But still, it's still the same thing. So if one's gonna be good, both are okay.
I would say okay. So I just remembered. I would say it's messed up if he's like, if you want to keep your job, you got to blow me.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That one's fucked up. Yeah. using it to like basically forcing you into a situation.
Yeah.
But I mean, well, then isn't it still the same? Like, blow me and you will get this job. Isn't it the same thing?
No, because it's not forced. If you
yeah, you are. So they're already.
Yeah, you're kind of being forced.
Yeah. Now they're actually making money, and you're going to take away their income if they don't do it. So yeah, okay, I can kind of see it. Still, so how we got to this was our buddy. I'm not going to say his name. He was talking about how it is fucked up because I asked him. I was like, "What if he asked you for you to suck his dick, and he'd give you $1 billion, right?" And he's like, no, that's fucked up, and there's all this and that. And one, this guy, he's a little homophobic. When I say little, he's very homophobic. So I was like, all right. What if a girl asked you to eat her out for $1 billion? He's like, no, that's different. It's not different. It's literally the same thing.
True.
It's just your sexual preference.
Exactly.
You toxic males.
My only thing with the Weinstein thing, though, it is kind of forced because he was in control of Hollywood, right?
Yeah.
So if you wanted an acting job, you had to go through him. There was no one else you're going to, right? It's Weinstein. That was the biggest film company in Hollywood. So I can see where people are like, well, what were they supposed to do? First of all, don't come out 50 years later or whatever. But, you know, the guy's like, what, 70-something years old now?
Yeah.
But it is what it is, but... Yeah, that's the only part that I don't agree with is because he was the boss of the bosses.
He used his power for it.
Yeah, so very if you toxic. Didn't blow him, you wouldn't make it as an actor.
That was a big risk he took. It was. And it backfired 50 years later.
I don't get why it took so long, though. I'm like, if you guys were so hurt about this, why did it take so long?
And again, going back to it, is like, was it? We know that that's not right, right? What Epstein did, or Weinstein? Pretty fucked up.
Well, both.
Yeah. They're both pretty shitty fucking people. Yeah. They're all scumbags. But does it also make the women who sucked Weinstein off as equally as bad? Wouldn't they, like...
Secure the bag.
Secure that bag, baby. You know, hey, we gotta eat.
Like I said, I don't know the whole situation, but if it was like, hey, blow me and... You're going to be in the next Mission Impossible or something. I don't know. And if I'm an act, if I'm a female, okay, if I was a female, I'd be a whore. Let's just be honest.
I'm the next Marilyn Monroe.
Because vagina rules the world. That's just where I'm at.
Oh, man.
I feel like if a woman got her shit together, she could rule this bitch. That's all I'm saying. Because pussy is power. That's where I'm at. So if you tell me...
That's how Kamala Harris is the VP, see, bro.
Hey, that was what I'm talking about, man.
Don't mention the fact that she incriminated so many innocent black guys.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking wild. Fuck.
But I'm just saying, if it was me and I'm 20-year-old female, whatever, I got some nice titties, nice ass, whatever. And
bro, you got those without being a female. Shut up.
Damn, I got nice
ass. Bro, it's hard for me to record this podcast. Goddamn, man. Chill, you be bro. Cover all over my
fucking basement.
Is there a flood? No, wait, that's just me.
I'm just saying, like, if you told me, hey, I'm going to put you in a movie if you suck me off, easy. To me, it's easy. I'm not even offended. I'm just like, whatever. I'm a whore.
Matt has an OnlyFans.
I would too. Dude, these bitches make so much money.
It is insane.
People pay for that shit.
Dude, they found a 75% increase from just October alone for new accounts.
Hell yeah. Because... COVID, quarantine, everyone's just fucking jacking off. There's nothing else to do.
That's true.
Hey, man. 12 times a week.
People are jacking off on Zoom calls and shit. They don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Who was it? Was it a senator or a teacher?
No, it was a news anchor.
It was a news anchor.
He was in the meeting and he started just fucking jacking it.
Dude, that's hilarious.
He's fired now.
Yeah, I bet.
God.
Showing his toxic masculinity on Zoom calls, man. Fuck.
And there it goes there, and there, and there.
Yeah. And the last one. Okay. Not engaging in household chores.
Fuck.
I don't know if that's toxic. I think you're just a lazy piece of shit. Help around the house, you fuck. That clears you of all your debt, Matt. You're not toxic anymore. Ooh.
Yeah, same here. I do chores too.
I live by myself. Well, grandparents.
You don't live with yourself.
Yeah, I live, you know.
You live in the basement by yourself.
I'm single. The basement,
yes.
I'm single, and, you know, I don't have to worry about it. I do my own chores, so, you know. That's kind of null for me.
So I guess since we talked about celebs, you wanted to talk about out of touch celebs.
Oh, so what I wanted to do was, so I wanted to make like a list of things to leave in 2020, okay. Right? And on the top of the list is out of touch celebrities telling us what the fuck to do.
Like who?
Like
if it's The Rock, I'm swinging.
Fuck The Rock. No, you know how Matt's the pebble
in my dreams.
But you know how they. Like, in the beginning of the quarantine, how they made all the videos, like, oh, you guys got to, like, quarantine and all this and that.
Yeah.
While they're in their fucking mansion.
They're in Hawaii.
Yeah, they're chilling in Hawaii. He's like, you know, we're stuck at home, too. We're relatable to you guys.
With $1 billion.
Jacuzzi in the living room and shit is like, fuck yourselves, guys. What are you?
They got personal shoppers that do their groceries.
Look, I like Chris Pratt. But if he told me to quarantine just like how he does in his house, I'm going to tell him to go fuck himself. Like,
that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Like, and especially since how long the quarantines like went on for too, especially them guys. Just wait in your house. We got millions of dollars. Oh, they ran out of money to pay rent.
My man, I'm out of food.
I actually have to go to the grocery store.
Right.
My Asian instincts kicked in. I don't have a cat anymore. You don't understand, Rock. We need some money. But yeah, it's just shit like that. It's
yeah.
How out of touch are you to like just stay in your nice home like we have to?
I think it was the weirdest thing when the celebrities were doing like Zoom concerts or Zoom comedy specials. Yeah. That shit is so weird. Yeah. I don't know. Who the fuck's paying money to sit in their living room and watch a concert?
I know some people.
Not me.
They used to watch like Deadmau5 or whatever. Like how they'd stream Deadmau5 and all the like the EDM guys. They'd stream and people would just like watch. I don't know if they like paid to watch it, but still it's a little weird.
I don't know, man. If I'm paying for a concert, I want to be there.
No. Yeah.
I'm not going to sit in my living room and be like, yeah, Justin Bieber.
You know what?
Don't judge me.
This man said, yeah, Justin Bieber. Oh, man. Another one thing that the celebrities did, like, for the election, did you guys see how they put out, like, that one thing where it was just a bunch of naked celebrities? Like, I think it was shoulder up. No. I was gonna rewatch it. I completely forgot how the video goes. But it was like a bunch of celebrities, butt naked, saying that they're gonna vote and trying to get people to go vote.
Why are they naked, though?
I don't know.
Didn't Tana Mojo do that? She said if you vote for Biden, she'll send you like nude pictures or something.
Damn, I fucked up.
Yeah, she did do that. And then someone said, you know that's illegal, right? And she's like, oh, that's not what I meant. I remember this. Yeah, yeah.
If you want to talk about toxic people, she's fucking toxic. Yeah.
She's hot, though.
Hey, she kind of flamed. But there was just butt naked telling people to go vote. Why do you got to be naked?
Yeah.
Sarah Silverman, I don't need you to be naked to tell me to vote, all right? And I'm not voting for Biden because that's all they all wanted to vote for.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know.
And I wasn't voting for Trump either. Let's get this straight. Someone called me. I have people calling me liberal and, like, conservative, and I'm like, I'm actually libertarian, so fuck
you guys.
I'm
not any of you motherfuckers.
Yeah, you cocksuckers.
Except Matt, we still love you.
Hey, it's all right, man.
You're very toxic. Very right leaning. You're radical, Matt.
You're radical.
In the eyes of
it's probably because I got my ass beat as a kid.
What else was on the list?
So things to leave in 2020.
Oh, two's gonna hate this. All right. Things to leave in 2020. Crocs.
Crocs.
Why
do you hate Crocs so much?
I don't hate them. It's just that look. A couple of years ago, right? Everybody is this same with like vaccines. Everybody was making fun of Crocs. Everyone was making fun of like
they're ugly.
They're pretty fucking ugly.
They're ugly. They made fun of AirPods too, and now everybody's rocking them.
Same, yeah, same thing, dude. I honestly don't want AirPods. Like,
I'm people, by the way.
But yeah, it's like we've been making fun of Crocs for so long. It's like it's the dad's barbecue shoes. Listen, next to the flip flops.
Once Post Malone created his own Croc, it became cool. All right.
I don't know. I think it popped off like on TikTok.
Yeah.
I don't know how I forgot TikTok.
Look, bro, if I roll up to your house with some Crocs and my fucking AirPods in, you better respect the drip.
God damn, he do be
but
dripping.
But what if they're really comfortable? Look, ugly.
I understand
but
that
they might be comfortable.
I understand that they're comfortable, but when did it just blow up? Like, that's what I'm asking.
I think it's when celebrities started endorsing that shit.
Yeah.
Like, really? Yeah, like Post Malone has his own line of Crocs.
Ugh.
Like, as weird as that sounds, he releases like limited edition Crocs every once in a while.
Fucking wild.
I think Matt probably has a pair somewhere.
I looked, but they sold out. Hey man, it's posty.
One thing I do love the memes from it. It's like had to put my Crocs in 4x4.
Yeah. That's awesome, man.
That
know.
Is funny.
I've never worn a pair of Crocs, so I can't really say. They might be ugly, but super fucking.
He was supposed to get you a pair, wasn't he?
I know.
And this
but
simp,
he's a simp.
I gotta bleep out his name. I don't want to call him a simp online. But yeah, this guy got all the girls Crocs, but like he's like, you know what? I'm gonna get everyone Crocs. Even though I hate them,
only
where's
if
my
you
Crocs?
Have vaginas.
Yeah, gotta have coochie, I guess.
Coochie, man.
It's pretty toxic of you, dude.
What else did you want to leave in 2020?
Fuck. What else did we write down? I forgot.
Just things you wanted to leave in 2020. You said celebrities that told you quarantine.
Beer pong.
And
beer pong.
Beer pong. You want to leave beer
Let's
pong?
Just all start playing flip cup.
Flip cup. Yeah, it's a team sport, damn it.
There you go.
Yeah.
And everybody's good at flip cup. You can't. Well, you can suck at beer pong, but can you suck at flip cup?
Yeah, you can suck at flip cup.
Can you?
But your team's there just to yell at you, so
yeah.
It motivates you a
Everyone
little bit.
Everyone freaks out. And then the person in front of you flips their cup, and then everybody's just on your ass now.
Yeah.
But did you have anything? I got one last one.
Go ahead.
But over the top baby showers.
Yes.
You know what, Rebecca? You can tell us that you're having a baby girl without setting California on fire. All right. Look, Trevor, you don't need to blow up a car to say you're getting a little junior, dude. Just. Why can't we just post it on Facebook or just like cut the cake like how we usually do? Why is everything all of a sudden over the top?
That is true. That shit is ridiculous.
Oh man.
There's a cool ass Star Wars one though. Steven would love it. So the lady gets the husband or whatever a lightsaber, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so when he pushes the button,
it glows the color.
It glows the color of the gender of the baby.
See, that's not.
That's kind of cool. I thought it was cool.
That's not over the top, though.
No, that's not.
That's not fucking blowing up a building.
But some of them are cool. Yeah, like
there's one I watch. It's not cool. I'm just going to throw it out there. It's just not cool. It's just fucking redneck. The dude fucking bought the special tires.
Yeah. Oh.
With the smoke.
So when he does a burnout.
And he did it in the fucking backyard and he caught the motherfucker on fire.
That's ridiculous.
But they found out it was a boy.
There's a funny one that I just remembered. Did you guys see the farting one?
No. What?
So apparently there was I think she's a YouTube like celebrity, whatever the fuck you want to call them. Either YouTube or TikTok, right? And the video, I'll show you guys after, but the video is this girl, pantsless. She's laying on the ground, right? And the video is focusing on her. And all you see her like, struggles and a fucking fart comes out. And I think it was blue. It's just blue powder comes out. And then it pans over to all of her friends and they're all freaking out. It's a boy! It's a boy! Dude, that's not over the top, but that's fucking... That's wild. Oh man!
Remember,
that's on the internet. Holy shit!
I could be fucking mean right now.
Go for it, bro. We're on the boat.
Remember, if you transition, you just ruin that excitement for your parents.
You're not even allowed to do those anymore, though.
Yeah, I know.
Those are toxic now.
Toxic. Yeah.
Reveal parties.
Guys,
how
can't
dare
be toxic.
You? What is it? Identify the gender of your baby.
Yeah.
You have to let
Hey, hold on, Matt. It's actually babies.
Oh.
I prefer Gem and G.
Gem and G.
Come at me, bro.
Humex.
What'd you want to leave in 2020, Steven?
I said beer pong. Yeah, beer pong. Because after New Year's, I ain't having no more beer pong.
We're going to go to Flip Cup next time.
Let's just get rid of whiskey.
Yeah.
Leave whiskey in 2020.
You just pissed off of all of the fucking...
But Apple Crown and apple cider is fucking good.
That's too much apple, bro.
It is really good, though.
It's not enough.
You can't even taste the alcohol, man. Yeah. That's why I drank a whole bottle and I didn't even realize.
Yup.
And that's why New Year's Eve was ruined.
And that's how I met your mother. I mean,
Oh, man. But yeah, you got anything else, Matt, you want to leave in 2020?
Politicians. I would love...
Fucking Mitch McConnell, that melting motherfucker. Give me my two
Ninja
bands.
Ninja Turtle looking ass.
You want me to hop into it?
Wait, first of all, saying he's a Ninja Turtle is a compliment. Fuck you.
This fucking...
Am I not turtly enough to become part of your turtle club?
But yeah.
Fucking master disguise, motherfucker. Do you remember that movie?
Yeah. That's from.
Yeah, that's just fucking great, man.
Yeah, man. Him and Nancy Pelosi's house both got...
I'm sorry, guys. Keep going. I got to piss like a motherfucker. All
right.
Damn, unprepared once again.
Dude, I pissed before.
Always lacking. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead, Steven.
So, Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi's houses were both vandalized over the last couple weeks.
Which they should be.
Yeah, they should. Fuck them both. From what I got here, so both of my sources are from the Business Insider and ABC, Wido, fuck that is, Business Insider basically was like, someone threw a pig's head in front of her fucking garage and put a shit ton of fake blood everywhere, and then they covered her house with Antichrist symbols and anarchy symbols.
Well, I mean, to be honest though, a lot of people have been frustrated because they're holding people's livelihoods hostage.
They are. And Nancy Pelosi fucking was the one who canceled twice on the fucking bills.
Well, that was all because of the election. Now that it's over, now she wants to
get into it.
Yeah.
And then Mitch McConnell's house was spray painted. They put... I'm just going to wait until he gets back.
Okay.
He's loud.
He's such a loud ass dog. How are you so loud and you walk on your tippy toes?
Hey, suck your dick, bro. Why are you making fun of me? That's toxic, dog. Right. Oh, Steven, I just want to say.
It's not toxic when you're making fun of another guy.
We'll come back and.
No. We can just keep continuing. All right. But I do want to say, Steven, those decorative hand towels, they were wet before I got in there.
I don't know who's been down here, so. So anyways, where was I at? Oh, yeah, Mitch McConnell's house. So Mitch McConnell had his whole garage spray painted. Where's my money? And Mitch kills the poor. Now, the funny thing that I like is where's my money is spelled completely wrong. They put W-E-R-E-S.
Ah.
And then, so now if you want to get into conspiracy theory...
Yeah.
They think that Nancy Pelosi's house was basically she paid someone to do it because
I'll put it faster.
Because if you look at where her spray...
No, Steven, it's a setup.
It's a setup.
Yeah, she was set up.
If you look at her, if you look at the spray painting and stuff, you notice that the spray paint never goes onto the brick of her house where they got her front door. Which means someone taped over it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that. I'd have to look at the pictures. I haven't seen them.
I saw the pictures yesterday, and it's like, they basically, like, they draw an O or something. And, like, if you're going to draw a circle, you're going to continue it, like, over the brick.
Yeah.
But it just stops at, like, the white painting on the door. But, like, nothing on the brick. So.
Yeah. But why would she vandalize her own house?
To make them look like the victim.
Yeah.
Isn't that what they always do?
If anything, isn't everybody going to be like, yeah, finally, like somebody fucking put some fear in them? That's what I'm thinking.
I don't
I'm not
know.
Thinking like, oh my God, are you okay? No, I'm thinking like, bitch, you deserve that shit.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Everyone's like,
right?
No, they think that they'd get sympathy for it. So that's why they do it. But like everyone, like everybody hates these two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody really hates these 100%. Two. So when we found out this, we're like,
fuck them.
Yeah, they're like 1,000 years old, both of them.
Look, I just want to say to our audience, if you live in the United States, and me and Tom talked about this earlier, you know as well as I do that
we're
going to
meet up at Canfield parking lot.
No, dog, shut revolution. The fuck up. We used to tar and feather motherfuckers. Ruined it.
Yeah.
At Canfield
Center. Ruined it. Yeah. We're going to tar and feather politicians at Canfield parking lot right next to Crestwood High
School.
My
mom said it's okay if your mom says it's okay.
But bring your own snacks.
Bring your own snacks.
And she will not be picking us up afterwards, so.
Ask your mom if she can drop us off after.
But,
but yeah, dude, fuck them. Fuck these politicians, man. I'm sick of them. Fuck them all. We need term limits.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Especially if you're fucking 80 and 70 making rules for the new world.
Why would you even want to work at that age?
Yeah, why haven't they retired?
Money.
But they have so much
they
already.
They get paid even if they're not working, though. That's the thing about government. We keep paying these fuckers hundreds of thousands, and they don't want to give us 2,000. Like, just give us 2,000, man.
Yeah.
Take it from their fucking budget.
Jesus, what, man.
What I don't like, so they were actually discussing, like, well, we're going to have to add money to increase this 2,000, increase to 600 to 2,000, right? And in my head, I'm like, why are we talking about adding money into it instead of taking money from, like, this other wasteful spending to increase that the stimulus bill?
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't that make more sense instead of spending more? Just get rid of wasted spending?
Because America is a toxic man and everybody else is their whores.
Oh, fuck, man. Why
they
are
like
we...
this? They want to stick their dicks in everything.
I mean, hey. Hey.
Fuck all
with
these
consent.
Other countries.
Okay.
What's that?
I don't know, man. Ask Iraq how they feel about consent.
God, bro. They wildin'. Them motherfuckers are wild. Oh, did you guys see the Matt, you brought this up to me that there might be a chance of war between China and India?
Oh no, it was me. No, I brought
that. Was it you?
Yeah, Steven. I brought that up.
Fuck. Yeah. You guys are starting to look alike every fucking day.
It's because we're white.
Yes. Yes. Yes, and yes again.
Yeah. Yeah, China and India are getting pretty ballsy with each other, and it all started basically over this little fucking patch of dirt. That's literally it.
I got another thing about patch of dirt afterwards,
but yeah, they're essentially, there's some new photos that came out of like recon of special forces from the Indians. Mm-hmm. And it's getting to the point where they're like, all right, are we gonna fucking fight for real? Because they've had skirmishes before.
Mm-hmm.
And neither country is afraid to use thermonuclear war on each other,
which is fucking terrifying. Look, I don't like China, and I hope they lose, and I hope we side with India. But since Biden is in office, most likely we're gonna side with China, which is horrible.
I don't know, man. And those,
bro,
goddamn Indians keep trying to scam my grandmother.
They try to scam me too, but like the curry, Matt. Curry,
keep telling me I owe IRS money. The fuck out of here.
This is John. I am calling from IRS.
I'm just saying.
We're going to get cancer for that.
Fuck them.
At least bomb that building. Yeah. That's all I'm asking.
You know, don't harm any other Indian civilians.
Just find where those cocksuckers are working.
Yeah, those scam buildings. Just
boop.
Send in SEAL Team 6. Send in Meal Team 6, bro. Let them handle it.
Meal Team 6.
Fuck, bro. But yeah, going back to the patch of dirt. Our buddy Tyler fucking told me today that his official title now is Lord Tyler Wimpy.
So stupid.
And how you go about getting this official title is that you can buy a patch of land of 1 by 1 square foot in Scotland, right? And I am very tempted to do it. I'm going to do it. Next week, I am going to be Lord Tongue Nugent. I'm just putting it out there. I'm going to waste my... The stimulus has me acting different.
How much does this cost?
I think over 100.
Are you serious?
Bro, I'm bad with my money.
You're going to spend over $100 for a why would you want that?
Because I want my official license to have...
In Lord Scotland.
No, it's legally binding in America also. So on our ID, we can change it to Lord Tongue Nugent.
No way.
Yes, he can.
Yeah.
What the fuck? So Lord, you are not changing
it. I'm doing it. I swear to you.
Oh, my God.
Lord Huing.
Lord Huing.
Lord Quack.
Yeah. Damn, bro, don't tell him my whole government name. Damn.
I don't even know if people know how to spell that.
Fuck, I sometimes don't even know how to spell it. Oh, man. There was another topic that I wanted to talk about, but we're already at an hour.
Okay. Well,
I
guess Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Hopefully 2021 is a better year than 2020.
Yeah.
We thank you all for listening to us, especially the Lord now.
Future Lord.
Thank
future
you, Lord. For everybody lending us your ears.
And like I said in the last episode, if you guys ever wanted to give us a topic that you want us to talk about or you want to hear our opinions on, just DM us on the Instagram. And share the podcast on Facebook and whatever social media you want to. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, leave us a rating. We very much appreciate it. And
we do read all the ratings, even the mean ones.
Yeah. And Matt's going to start up an OnlyFans. Keep an eye
out.
Because
I'm a whore. Let's collab. Let's collab.
Oh, why? Because you're unemployed? Boo-hoo. No, I'm kidding.
I'm unemployed. I'm laid off.
All right, everyone. Peace.